الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك وأن إلى ربك المنتهى وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا And to your Lord is the end goal. He is the one who made us laugh. And He is the one who makes us weep and cry. He is the one who gives life. And He is the one who takes away life. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين Dear Muslims, we lived with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم weeping and crying. Through his cries, through his weeps, he gave us da'wah. He taught us our religion. We lived with him weeping and crying when he lost his only son, Ibrahim. And he said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعَ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنَ وَلَنَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّ عَلَىٰ فُرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ The eyes will shed tears, the heart will feel saddened, but will not say anything that displeases Allah Almighty. And for your departure, O Ibrahim, we are saddened. Through this difficult moment, when our parents lose their son, we expect our children to come to our funerals. We never want us to go to the funerals of our children. It's a difficult situation. And the Messenger of Allah through this situation, he wept and he cried. But through his weeping and crying, he gave us da'wah. وَلَنَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا Yet, the eyes will shed tears, the heart will feel saddened, but we will never say, and we should not say, anything that displeases Allah Almighty. Oh Allah, why now? Oh Allah, why him or her? Oh Allah, couldn't you wait until he graduates? Or until the next birthday? When the time comes, it cannot be delayed or advanced. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ Through his weeping and crying, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave us da'wah. He taught us our religion. And today we will live with the Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم, smiling and laughing. And just like he gave us da'wah when he wept and cried, he will also give us da'wah when he smiles and laughs. In Muslim Imam Ahmad Mu'az radiallahu anhu says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought a donkey. And he got on the donkey. And he told Mu'az to ride behind him. The teacher of humanity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking his student Mu'adh to ride behind him on the donkey, not to walk next to him, not to meet him somewhere else, because he is a student and he is a teacher. No. So right behind him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mu'adh said, I rode behind the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the donkey sped up. So I fell down, and the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fell down. Imagine this picture, where two people are on the floor, because the donkey sped up. The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stood up laughing. And Mu'adh said, I stood up apologizing for what has happened. And Mu'adh said, we rode on a donkey again. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the front and Mu'adh in the back. After a while, Mu'adh said, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hit me on my back with a stick to get my attention. And he said, Ya Mu'adh, Ya Ibn Amma Mu'adh. O Mu'adh, the son of the mother of Mu'adh. What a beautiful name. For someone to be called by this name. Ya Mu'adh, Ya Ibn Amma Mu'adh. O Mu'adh, the son of the mother of Mu'adh. Atadri ma haqqa Allah ala al-ibad. Do you know that the right that Allah has on His servants? Mu'adh said, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that Mu'adh does not know the answer to this question. So why does he ask him that question? Why can't he just give him the answer? Ask the educators here. If you want the student to memorize the information, to retain it for good, if you want to make it more entertaining for them, don't give them the answer. Ask them questions first. Let them guess. The Messenger of Allah said, حَقَّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. The right that Allah has on His servants is that they worship Him and associate nothing with Him. Mu'adh said, then we traveled for a while. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit me on my back again with a stick to get my attention. And he said, Ya Mu'adh, أتدري ما حق العباد على الله إذا هم فعلوا ذلك؟ Do you know the right that the servants of Allah have on Allah? If they do that, if they worship Him and associate nothing with Him? Look at the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and how he takes into consideration the capacity of the human mind. Mu'adh says, we traveled for a while. Then the Messenger of Allah ﷺ asked him the second half of the question. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ knows that the human mind has a limited capacity. If you want the person to remember what you said in the beginning of the khutbah, don't make it too long. Because by the time we get to the end of the khutbah, they forgot what was said in the beginning. Information overload. The Messenger, Mu'adh said, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best. The Messenger of Allah said, حق العباد على الله إذا هم فعلوا ذلك أن يدخلهم الجنة. The right that the servants of Allah have on Allah, if they worship Him and associate nothing with Him, is that He will enter them into paradise. Look at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through this laughable situation. He taught Mu'adh a very important lesson. And then very entertaining. By asking him questions. By calling him Mu'adh ibn Amma Mu'adh. Mu'adh, the son of the mother of Mu'adh. By taking into consideration the capacity of the human mind. he taught him a very short lesson in a long time. And where did this take place? Did it take place in the masjid? Did it take place in a Friday khutbah or Eid khutbah or a Sunday lecture? No. It took place on a donkey. Two people traveling. And the Messenger of Allah found the best time to give this lesson to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. This is one story of how the Messenger of Allah through laughs taught us our religion. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Abu Hurairah says, I used to be so hungry to the point that I fall on the floor. Imagine a person gets so hungry and so weak that he can't even stand up. And he says, I used to ask Abu Bakr about the meaning of the verse in the Quran. And I know exactly when this verse was revealed and the circumstances around its revelation. O Abu Hurairah, if you know everything about the verse, why do you ask Abu Bakr then? He says, maybe he'll invite me to his home so I can eat something. But Abu Bakr doesn't realize that and he goes away. He said, I asked Umar another question about a verse in the Quran. And I know everything about that verse. For hope, he would invite me to his house so I can eat something. Umar doesn't realize that and he goes away. And the Messenger of Allah passes by and he looks at Abu Hurairah and he smiles. The Messenger of Allah knows about Abu Hurairah what Umar and Abu Bakr do not know. He knows what's going through his mind. So he says, Aba hir ilhaq. He doesn't call him Abu Hurairah. He says, Aba hir ilhaq, follow me home. He said, I followed the home sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when I entered the house, he found a bowl of milk. And he asked his wife, is this a gift or a sadaqah? We told him it is a gift. So he said, Aba hir, go and invite the people of Ahl al-Saf to my house. And the people of Ahl al-Saf were known to be very hungry people in Islam, very homeless. Abu Hurairah in Sahih al-Bukhari documents what went through his mind at this moment. He said, I said to myself, the Messenger of Allah knows how hungry I am. Why couldn't he give me a sip of milk before he asked me to go out and invite other people? Look at Abu Hurairah and his honesty, documenting his own feeling about the commandment of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let's go through our mind. In the middle of Ramadan, after a long day, we say, I wish I can break my fast right now. But do we do it? We don't. We wait until sunset. When a married brother or sister sees a handsome man or a cute woman, he says, I wish they're my wife or my husband. But do they go and propose to them right now? They don't. When a sister wearing the hijab says, it is too hot, I wish I can take off the hijab right now. Does she do it? She doesn't. Fear will go through our mind and our heart. But we do not act upon it. Abu Hurairah said, this was what was going through my mind. Why can't he give me something right now to drink? But he says, وَلَكِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ بُدْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Yes. The feeling went through my mind and my heart to disobey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I did not act upon it. It was the obedience of Allah and His Messenger. He said, I invited the people of Ahl al-Saf to the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Abu Hir, at'imhu. Oh, Abu Hir, Abu Huraira, feed them. He said, I passed the bowl of milk to each one of them until they drank, and I ended up with a bowl of milk. And I gave it to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He smiled and he said, Abu Hir, لم يبقى إلا أنا وأنت. No one is left except you and me. Abu Hurairah is very hungry, and the Messenger of Allah sallam knows there's no one left except him and Abu Hurairah. Ask him a very trivial, simple question. Abu Hurairah did not say, duh, can't you see? It's very obvious. What are we waiting for? Look at that politeness of Abu Hurairah answering the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqta ya Rasulallah. O Messenger of Allah, you have told the truth. Look at his politeness. He said, Abu Hir, ishrab. He said, I drank. After I finished, he says, Abu Hir, ishrab for the second time. He said, I drank for the second time. He said, Abu Hir, ishrab for the third time. He said, O Messenger of Allah, لا أجد له مسلكة. There is no more room left in my stomach. So he took the bowl, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he drank. Look at the Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, through laughing and smiling, through calling Abu Hurairah the most entertaining name, taught us very important lessons. First, حب المساكين, the love of the people who are needy and deserving. Maybe Abu Hurairah, you're thirsty and hungry. There are other people, people of Ahl al-Saf, who could be more thirsty and more hungry than you are. He taught him a lesson in al-Ithar, preferring others over yourself. He taught him a lesson in entertaining the guest. Who comes first? The guest comes first. And then the host. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ, through laughing and smiling, taught us our religion. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was very creative in teaching us our religion. And we have to be as creative, even more creative, with all the distraction going on, teaching ourselves, our children, our friends, our brothers and our sisters, Muslims or non-Muslims, the basics of Islam. Make it very simple. Take into consideration the capacity of the human mind, information overload. Make it very entertaining. Don't give them the answers. Ask them questions. Let them guess. Then give them the answer. Choose the best time to give the da'wah. It happened on a donkey, not in the masjid, while traveling. Use animation, use pictures. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ drew a line in the sand, straight line in the sand, and he drew crooked lines to the right and to the left of that straight line. And he said to the straight line, pointing to it, this is the straight path of Allah. And to the right and the left are crooked paths, philosophies, ways, that does not guide to the right path. And he recited, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And this is my straight way, so follow it, and do not follow any other way. Through a picture in the sand, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ gave us the meaning of a verse. This is before we knew computers, we knew PowerPoints or overhead projectors, through a line in the sand. Make it very entertaining. storytelling, pictures, even animals talking, animals that talk in the Quran, al-Hudhud and al-Namla, make it very entertaining, very simple, so that they would like to learn more and more. So they will memorize the information that you tell them, so that they can come back again and ask for more questions and ask for more information. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ja'al jam'ana hadha jam'an marhuma wa tafarruqna min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma wa la taj'al fina wa la baynana wa la minna shaqiyan wa la mahruma. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم هذا الدعاء منك الإجابة. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وأقم الصلاة.